WVINO out of Orient in the afternoon. It's Rams Roundtable, and our guest DJ today, Matt Herrick, former Bath football standout from 01 to 03. And we're talking about the big New York State semifinal game tomorrow at Cicero North Syracuse between Bath and Shenango Forks. Now, Matt, last week, Maple Grove slowed down that rambling Rams offense a little bit. The Rams threw eight times last week. They were 4-for-8 for 36 yards. That's the most passing attempts in any game this year. I'm going to guess the Rams are going to have to throw the football a little bit tomorrow against this stingy Shenango Forks defense. And as a former quarterback, it's got to be hard for, you know, Michael Rice and his wide receivers, Taggart, Kinner, Noah Hockaday, because they don't, you know, run a lot of pass plays in a game. It's kind of tough probably to get that chemistry and that timing down after, you know, 10, 11 games of not throwing the football a lot. It's probably hard from a quarterback perspective, Matt, to ask Michael Rice to go out there and throw the ball 10, 15, 20 times in a game.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and again, it depends on how we're going. There's no doubt that Shenango Forks is going to be, you know, up to the task. We're not going to run all over them. I think we can have success. Shenango Valley had a lot of success on the edges, you know, getting to the 7 or the 8 hole and getting around the corner for 4 or 5 yards carry. I think we can do the same. You know, it's just, it's up to our offensive linemen. They got to come out and they got to have a big day. They got to push people around. And they're, you know, their corners play man-to-man and they're 10 yards off the receiver. So if we need to, I'm sure Coach D will have them ready to, you know, hit those flat routes, hitches, outs, quick drops, and get the ball out there. But, you know, Rice, he practices, he can throw the ball, and we can lean on him if we have to do that. He, you know, in practice, I'm sure he runs, at least when I was there, you know, even though we didn't throw the ball a lot in the game, you know, we'd run 25, 30 pass plays in practice every day. So, you know, and while you're not getting it in game time experience and game time speed, you are getting the reps that, you know, it will be familiar to him when he's out on the field.
Matt Forks holds a lot of New York State football playoff records. They've played in 8 state tournament title games. They're 4-4 in those games. They played in 5 consecutive state championship games, 01 to 05. They've won 24 state tournament games. They are now playing in their 34th state playoff game. They're 24-9 in their previous 33. They played in 7 consecutive Final Fours, tied with Dobbs Ferry for the most, 01 to 07. They're playing in their 12th Final Four game here today. That's a state record. They've played in now 14 state tournaments. That's second only to Peru with 15. And since 2000, they're 170-19. That's impressive, Matt. Your thoughts on Shenango Forks? I believe that they may be one of the top 5 football programs in the entire state.
Well, they've definitely built a tradition over there, and kids feed into tradition. So when your team is being successful and you're winning, you end up recruiting kids that you wouldn't have if you weren't making it that far.
Sure.
And a lot of times those kids end up, you know, being positive and great additions to the team, whether it's a kicker that, you know, you didn't have, you know, before, and now you can execute an extra point that comes in handy, or whether that's a fast kid that can run the ball that never tried it before, or a big kid that can block somebody.
Sure.
That's never tried it before. And when you're winning, that recruits kids on its own. So
sure,
they've built a tradition over there. Obviously, they have a great coaching staff that gets those kids ready, and, you know, they've been able to have a lot of success.
Let's take a break. We'll be back with more Rams Roundtable and our guest DJ, former Haverling football standout, Matt Herrick. It's Rams Radio tomorrow at 11:15. WVIN.